News from the Radio Oklahoma News Network. I'm Ann Roberts. The state Senate overrides the governor's veto of the Oklahoma Survivors Act. Senate President Pro Tem Greg Treat called for the override.
I move that Senate Bill 1470 become law.
The law allows domestic violence victims found guilty of a crime to enter evidence of abuse at sentencing to get a shorter sentence. The law would be retroactive and available for domestic abuse survivors who are already serving a prison sentence. Well, over the past decade, ranked choice voting is seeing increased popularity around the globe, but not in the U.S. So much so that the state Senate has approved a bill banning the concept from all local elections. Senator Kerry Hicks argued the bill is limiting what supporters of the bill dislike about the federal government.
Through this very provision, this is a state overreach.
The bill passed along party lines 37-8 and now goes to the governor. From the Radio Oklahoma News Network, I'm Ann Roberts.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission says it's time for the 2024 OSU Wheat Variety Test Plot Tours between now and the latter part of May. 16 locations are set for 2024. These events are being put on by OSU Extension and OSU Ag Research, supported by the Oklahoma Wheat Research Foundation, made possible with funding from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. We'll have a chance to see many of the OSU wheat varieties that are now available to wheat producers in the region, as well as several of the experimentals that Dr. Brett Carver and his wheat improvement team continue to work on here in 2024. To get all the details about the 2024 wheat plot tours in your area, go to okwheat.org and scroll down to the OSU Wheat Variety Testing Plot Tour schedule. You can also find all the details on our website, oklahomafarmreport.com, on our calendar page. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.